I can do that.
So,
and instead of them selling plate dinners for $5, baby, they could get this t-shirt. I have this fucking company that's been selling whole shirts and fucking some like hotcakes. Maybe we can sell that and put the word on that.
Yeah, that's right. It's a test. That means we got new topics coming, new things soon. You know, I guess if you actually heard my first ones, you would know that I did it for my cousin. I started out doing it for my cousin. Then I'm just starting to see the value in actually talking and someone listening. And I figured do what I could do. Start what we could start. Get things popping. We can get popping and build from there. So, putting something together soon in the weeks to come. You know, that I'll be organizing. Even if I'm not hosting every episode or talking to every episode, I want to make sure that I can schedule an event where people can sit down and talk about different topics. It's going to be helpful to younger generations that might need some guidance. Or, and I don't want to say guidance because nobody's trying to lead anybody here, but we all just trying to live by a moral code and might have different opinions about beliefs and different opinions about structures, family structures, but together we can come and agree on morals and just have a good time, enjoy life and ultimately positive energy to, you know, better ourselves and each other. So just look forward to me putting something together. As you can see, I dropped the tie in. It's just, and I switched it up a little bit. It's Trill Talk. I'm not very creative. I don't feel like the name is important. The name's not what's important. You know, it's actually that there's movement being made on a task and a project and something that's, you know, predictable. Well, not predictable, but consistent, and it's happening. All right, well, let's listen to some Meg Stallion because, you know, I fuck with her. Matter of fact, I did Meg Stallion and Moneybagg Yo come out today? If so, let's listen to that real quick. Clip from that.
Yay!
Yo, we back from the song break. That was actually Meg Thee Stallion and Gucci Mane. The one with Moneybagg Yo hasn't come out. It comes out tomorrow, and I might drop the podcast tomorrow just so I can play it in it, even though it's a test. But I'm looking forward to seeing or hearing what kind of verse they put down. This song right here, I fuss with this song. I was looking for a video. They don't have one out yet, but I just see like them reacting, because when I hear that song, what scene do we think of? I don't know what scene you think of, but I think about on Friday when the girl getting out of the car and she walk up and she like, "Fool, what Craig is?" So I'm hoping they throw that in there. You know what I'm saying? Just take that whole Friday scene, but definitely have, I would love to see Meg reenacting that. That would be awesome. But I do like to talk about music a lot, so, you know, that's going to be one thing. We're going to definitely have a couple of regulars that, if, you know, if they're available, I would like somebody, you know, an artist that's in music. And I do like rappers because, you know, rappers are like, you know, lyrical. They're supposed to be thoughtful. Even if you don't agree with their thought, they have a thought. So, I got my homeboy, Papa D. We've done work in the past. And he says open to doing it, which is great because he brings like a lot of diversity to a conversation, believe it or not, because you know, you might look at someone on the outside not knowing who they are, judging them, and then, which we often do, you know, trying to put someone in a box, and then you find out they're nothing like you see that they are. So, you know, he's got a lot of different opinions when it comes to, you know, politics, opinions, backgrounds, cultures. He's, you know, letting him tell you about himself. I might have my friend Dredd. I think he's just gonna be the DJ, you know, pick the songs, throw them in, throw in another opinion that's pretty diverse. So chopping it up like that. That's what I got in mind. You know, I think that we don't have any problem talking, especially when we get some cannabis in the mist. So we could definitely begin to verbalize our opinions and our ideas about different things. And eventually it'll begin with people calling. I would love for people to email in or just shoot. I might make it more fast, like on Twitter, have people ping this shit. Information, questions, feed up, so that way it could be live. That would be great. So I'm not in a rush to do this. This is something I've been thinking about. And as you can see, my first podcast is 2018. So it's taking that long to develop this. So it's just going to go slow. All right.
There's no room. No, there's no anything more.